Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up hot and fresh by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. Charlie Usen producing Other Side of the Glass. Time now for your green and gold update, brought to you by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We take our focus and turn it to the NFL draft, like we always do, leading up to the draft next week in Green Bay, with our guy Emory Hunt, of course, of CBS Sports. Join us now. Follow him on Twitter at FBallGamePlan. Emory, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys bringing me on. Love to be on the show.
Man, we've had you on for so long, back before you became big time. Can you ever sit back and think to yourself, man, this is crazy how much you kind of have blown up onto the NFL draft scene and how your career kind of has taken off in TV?
It still doesn't feel real, man, to be completely honest. And it's funny you ask that question, because I had that kind of, you know, realization a couple weeks ago. I was at a Mets game, and I'm sitting here thinking, well, talking with my guy Teron Davenport, who works for ESPN, and we both were like, bro, like, we used to be doing so much stuff, just working through the grind, like being at Temple games and going to every pro day and doing all that. Never thought that we would actually get to two major networks from where we started to where we are now. It's crazy.
Dude, it's awesome. I absolutely love it, and you deserve everything that you got, and it's great to follow along. Let's talk about the mock draft that you have up at CBS Sports, and you say it's what every GM should do with their team's first-round pick in the 2025 NFL draft. We'll get to the Packers for certain, but before we get to that, I want to get to the polarizing figure of this NFL draft. I saw one mock draft from another astounded mock draft guy that had Shedeur Sanders falling all the way to the Steelers in the first round. Then I saw a report this morning that said that his meeting with the Steelers didn't go all that well, and they don't think Pittsburgh would draft him. Why is there so much either love or dislike around Shedeur Sanders in this process?
Because people don't like Deion Sanders, and because of that, they're taking it out on his son. Because if it was just about football, it would be far in a way obvious that this dude is a legit top five talent, let alone top two quarterback, and in some cases QB1, and he's still my QB1. And it's funny, because if we go by what everyone has said for ever about quarterbacks, you got to be able to win from the pocket, you got to have touch, timing, accuracy, anticipation, the ball placement has to be where it needs to be, you have to really hone in situation of football, third down offense, red zone offense, backed up offense, in the game situations, then why is Shedeur Sanders not being the clear-cut runaway guy for number one? Because he excels in all of those areas. Just last season, they were like, oh, well, you know, when they're talking about Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, you got to be able to play from the pocket. They do too much off script. They're too much, you know, athletic, where they want to run around. And now this year, it's, well, he doesn't really run around. He's not really athletic. He's not, it's like, bro, make up your mind which one is going to be, right? Because when you're, if his last name was Shedeur Kentucky, he would, if it was Jackson Dart that had Shedeur Sanders tape, people would say Jackson Dart should go pick number zero. The contract should already be signed. The draft starts at number two, right? So they just don't like Coach Prime. So So therefore, they don't like Shedeur Sanders.
That is, it's interesting. I don't necessarily disagree with that. That's what's going on. So if he falls in this first round, you think that's pretty much what you could firmly point at and go, he would have been taken already had somebody else, you know, been his dad or if he had a different last name?
Absolutely. Because here's the thing. If he falls past three, that means the Browns and the Giants have done something egregiously wrong. And so if you are looking at a guy that has been battle tested at two programs that were downtrodden, he didn't go to Alabama, Ohio State, where teams were already in place. He took over an FCS team that had been in down years for a decade, same with Colorado, one of the worst programs in FBS, and got them to respectability. He didn't even lose a conference game at Jackson State. It was just crazy. And you would think with someone that they love to talk about drifts in the pocket, takes all these sacks, and has the worst offensive line, how did he put up 64 touchdown passes with like 14 interceptions in 2 years behind that situation? So therefore, I just don't see a path for him falling past three or even two. I think he's still in play for the Browns at two. It's just comical to see people and I know they already have their excuses built in because when he goes out there as a rookie and plays really well, you hear, well, this coach fixed him or they worked on this or it's a scheme. Like, whatever, dude. He's been this good.
Talking with Emory Hunt of CBS Sports HQ, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy C. Sparky Pfeiffer with you here on The Fan. A guy that a lot of Packer fans are enamored by and in love with, but not convinced that he'll fall to them at 23, is Shamar Stewart, the edge from Texas A&M, who doesn't have a lot of sack numbers, similar to Rashawn Gary when he was at Michigan, but a lot of upside and a lot of great athletic traits. What do you make of Shamar Stewart?
I'm glad you brought up Rashawn Gary because I've been beating that drum the entire draft cycle because these are the same things we were saying about Gary that we're seeing and hearing about Stewart. And it's clear and obvious that this dude has the athletic talent and the ability to really dominate. But you also can acknowledge that he was playing in a scheme that didn't have him be the premier get off the ball and just go get the quarterback guy. He had to play the run. He had to, you know, set the edge. He had to, you know, maintain the line of scrimmage. He was doing more D-line stuff as opposed to just being a pure edge rusher. So you know, because we have a recent example of a guy just like him and Rashawn Gary with the same type of pedigree coming out of high school.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I think Shamar Stewart is going to be one of those guys that we look back in 3 years and be like, man, how did this guy fall to wherever he fell to instead of going, you know, within the top 10?
Let's talk about the cornerback position because that's a position a lot of mock drafts have the Packers going. Now, I saw one mock draft that had Will Johnson falling all the way to the Packers because of injury red flags. I still can't believe that'll actually happen. But with your pick in your mock draft, you have them taking Shavon Revel Jr., the cornerback from Eastern Carolina, also coming off of injury. But you have them taking him over Jahdae Barron, the cornerback from Texas, who a lot of Packer fans like. Why Revel over Barron if they're both on the board?
bigger, stronger, faster, better. That's simply put. And the reason why I like him more so is because the ball skills, man. When you're that tall and have that level of speed, closing speed, recovery speed, and ability to turn the ball over, I kind of want you on my football team. Now, Barron is a very good corner. If they took Barron, I wouldn't bat an eye because he's also someone that can play the ball really well. I'm talking about in terms of attacking the ball at the catch point, playing through the hands of the receiver. But how often do you find defensive backs that are able to run step for step with receivers on crossing routes? Usually that's a gimme reception for receivers because that's hard to do. But that's the type of acceleration and speed and length that Rebel has at his disposal. Now, caveat, I know the Adrian Peterson coming back from ACL tear ruined all of our expectations for people coming back from injury. Let's just hope he's able to get back to what he was pre-injury, because what we saw then was a guy that was going to go top 10.
Another cornerback that's been talked at the end of the first. Some have him in the end of the first. Some don't. You do. Trey Amos, the cornerback from Ole Miss.
Bittersweet for me as a former Raging Cajun. We had him in our building first. Maybe I got to do a better job of tossing around my weight, you know, in terms of this NIL. I got in the fray because he was a Raging Cajun. I love that he transferred to Alabama and was like, wow, he really didn't do much. But then he got better in transferring from there to Ole Miss. And we saw the Trey Amos that everyone kind of expected to see. Good man-to-man press skills, has the ability to really mirror and match a receiver and kind of tie him up at the line of scrimmage. This is a phenomenal corner. Again, older guy in terms of, you know, he's a 2020 kid, but at the end of the day, he can plug and play and start right away because he gives you that length, that ability to press, that ability to play man coverage that you look for at the position.
Talking with Emory Hunt, CBS Sports HQ, joining us here talking about the NFL draft during our Green and Gold update brought to you by the Potawatomi Sportsbook here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Sparky with you on The Fan. One guy that I can't get a lock on where he's going. I've seen some mock drafts where he's gone way before the Packers. I've seen some mock drafts like yours where he goes after the Packers. And he kind of blew up after the college football season because not a lot of people watch Marshall. But Mike Green, the edge from Marshall, who put up huge sack numbers, seems to be a guy that nobody can lock into where he's going in the first round.
It's fascinating because you would think all the best players come out of the Sun Best Conference based on how we just talked about a former Raging Cajun. Now we're talking about a Marshall Thundering Herd. But when you're watching Mike Green, you're seeing someone with the heavy hands of the late, great George Foreman with how he's able to really walk back from the line of scrimmage into the pocket. Yeah, he may be a little bit one-dimensional in his rush approach, but that one dimension is pretty doggone good. Very much like Khalil Mack was when he came out of Buffalo. And so you go watch those games against the upper, you know, FBS teams and how well he did there. And this is someone that still has upside left in his game. I talked to him at the Combine, and I love how he told me the story of how he got better, wanted to get better outside of the program. So he put together his own meal plan using his own money to make sure he was eating the right things, to get his body right, to do what he needed to do to be in this particular position right now to be a first-round pick.
Emory, I want you to tell me how much of a gap there is in your mind or the biggest difference between a Tet McMillan from Arizona, the wide receiver, or a Buka, the wide receiver from Ohio State. You know, McMillan, with his workout, I believe Brian Gutekunst was the only general manager from an NFL team at it for the Packers. So Packer fans got all excited that maybe they're actually going to take a wide receiver in the first round this year. Buka is a guy that could be around their pick around 23. That's probably more realistic. But how much of a difference truly is there, obviously, other than the size difference?
Shout out to Gutekunst knowing ball. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like everybody now has forgotten how good Tet McMillan is. And so I don't think there's much of a drop off, but you do like the fact that this is a guy that has the ability to, you know, really go out there and play above the rim. He's a true alpha in that regard and also can catch and run. Same things we like about Abuka, Tet McMillan can do it as well, albeit in the bigger size. So I like both guys. There's not that much of a drop-off. I firmly expect McMillan to go higher, but if he's there, that's a no-brainer for Green Bay. It gives him a bigger wide receiver that will play above the rim and help, you know, shrink a quarterback's, you know, room for error in terms of where he puts the football. Abuka is like a quarterback's best friend because he sees the game, in my opinion, like a quarterback does. So he's able to play inside, can play outside, and we know he's a very good run-after-catch threat as well.
Emery Hunt is our guy. You tell everybody about the draft guide that you've put together and how they can get it.
Over 200 individual scouting reports. So this is not just a name of 200 scouting reports and a list of 500 people. No, this is individual scouting reports. So this thing has over 1,200 pages because it has over 1,200 individual scouting reports and over 50 CFL scouting reports, because we know some guys that are Canadian prospects may end up in the NFL. We got scouting reports on as well. They can go to footballgameplan.com/2025draft guide. And if they purchase my draft guide since 2020, right now they would have over 5,400 individual scouting reports at their fingertips.
It is so good, man. It is so good. He is awesome at what he does. Emery Hunt, follow him on Twitter as well at FBallGamePlan. FBallGamePlan on Twitter. Of course, follow all of his amazing work with CBS Sports and CBS Sports HQ. Thanks so much for coming on, Emery, man. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate you having me on as always, man.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.